stop Egypt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden's been flying there all night to attend a UN climate change summit.
It's part of a multinational overseas trip National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says will address major global issues.
We believe that we are in a strong position to both navigate competition and to work with partners to solve the great challenges of our time.
Sullivan says the president will then spend the weekend in Cambodia for the East Asia summit, then to the G20 summit in Indonesia early next week.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Now, Monday, President Biden will meet with China's leader and says they will be discussing Xi Jinping's threats to Taiwan. Now, he said the U.S. would defend Taiwan if China invades the island that considers itself independent. Before leaving the country, the president celebrated better-than-expected election results with Democrats in Washington.
Experts said we couldn't beat the odds, but we did beat the odds.
Democrats could keep control of the Senate if they win two of the three races still undecided in Arizona and Nevada, where the vote counting continues, and in Georgia, where there's a runoff next month. But Republicans are poised to take control of the House with perhaps a small majority. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, who could become Speaker, tells Fox,
"Remember, in the House, they don't give gavels out by small, medium, and large. They just give you the gavel, and we're going to be able to govern."
Nicole is now a tropical depression moving north through Georgia toward the northeast, full of rain. It's blamed for five deaths in Florida, including two people electrocuted by downed power lines after it hit as a hurricane, doing damage to areas from Daytona Beach to where Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell is, Vero Beach.
Causing coastal erosion, wiping away sand dunes, damaging some structures like the city's boardwalk, even flooding some roads. We met Vero Beach resident Carol Coe, who came to see it for herself.
Very sad. They had it so it was just perfect. They just redid the deck, and now it's all gone.
America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
For the second time, President Biden has suffered a setback in court trying to implement his student loan forgiveness program.
A federal judge in Texas says the plan to forgive student loan debt is unconstitutional because the president overstepped his authority, effectively changing the law without congressional approval. The plan would cancel between $10,000 and $20,000 in student loan debt for millions of borrowers using emergency powers under the COVID Relief Act. The Justice Department says it's already begun the appeal. An earlier court ruling has blocked the administration from approving any applications for student loan debt forgiveness. In Washington, Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Controversial talk show host Alex Jones has some more checks to write for his infamous denial of a Connecticut school shooting he now admits did happen, ordered to pay another $473 million.
That's on top of the nearly $1 billion a jury verdict issued last month. The money will go to an FBI agent and victims' families following that 2012 Sandy Hook shooting massacre in Connecticut. Jones pushed a hoax that the six educators and the 20 first graders murdered in that rampage were crisis actors. The InfoWars host claims he has less than $2 million to his name. He's also seeking an appeal and bankruptcy protection. Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's Veterans Day when we thank those who served across the country. And on Wall Street, there still will be trading, even though banks and post offices will be closed. Stock futures are rising the day after the Dow surged up 1,200 points on better-than-expected inflation news. On Thursday Night Football,
Carolina racked up 232 yards rushing, and the Panthers' defense sacked Atlanta quarterback Marcus Mariota five times in the Panthers' 25-15 victory Thursday. With the win, the Panthers improved to 3-7, while the Falcons dropped to 4-6. But because they play in football's worst division, the NFC South, both are very much in the race for the division crown.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.